This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Pinnacle Travel Plaza, Tioga, North Dakota, on What's On Your Mind Today. Is this greater what? I love being in Tioga, North Dakota, Friday before the 4th of July. You know why? Whole lot of freedom. Whole lot of freedom came out of this town, I'll tell you. 1951, if memory serves me correctly, when it all started, that first spud that popped some of that bubbly liquid gold, as the hillbillies would say, onto the ground. All started right here. And you think about how much freedom we can buy by having our own energy independence on oil and gas production. It's still going to this day in a big, big way and going to get better. We still are. We're in our infancy of oil and gas production in North Dakota. Really. We literally are. When you think about less than 10% of the oil in the rock is actually able to be extracted. So that freedom started right here. It's a good place to kick off the 4th of July weekend. Pinnacle Travel Plaza celebrating their third anniversary. I can't even believe that. My gosh. Incredible. Pinnacle is, I always, when people say, well, you know, you're talking about that Pinnacle Travel Plaza, what is it? I mean, there's a truck stop, right? So, well, yeah, I mean, you can get gas and diesel and, you know, it's a truck stop, but it's like Walmart meets, your local supermarket meets, the hardware store. You know, I mean, it's just, it's got that and more. And it's and the food is just really, really good, Todd. Like, what's your favorite restaurant? If you had to pick one.
Oh, my God. Don't make me do that.
Please, Todd, quickly, pick your favorite restaurant. Best meal ever.
Best meal ever.
In other words, you go in every time it's good. You just, like, you look forward to your trips there.
Right. See, that's Rolling Hills Restaurant would be my, like, best everyday restaurant. And I know I can count on them.
See, I mean, and that's the kind of, it is. They have that kind of, I said earlier, it's like a Kohl's Diner kind of, you know, where you just go in and it's just that comfort food. You know, it's here, yeah, exactly right. And that, by the way, was a free commercial for Kohl's Diner. They owe us big time.
Yeah, no kidding. Good luck on collecting them.
I'm waiting for the Kohl's ladies to be bringing over caramel rolls or something.
Sit down and eat.
Nephla soup better be on the way.
Best slogan in advertising ever.
Yeah, exactly.
Those Germans from Russia want to sit down and eat.
I tell you why I like them. They serve Cloverdale bacon. That's why I like them.
Oh,
and lots
go.
Of other Cloverdale products. And speaking of which, our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is not yet sizzling. But our job every day, Todd and I, when we get behind the microphone here on What's On Your Mind on 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, KTGO 1090 Tioga, and KLTC in Dickinson is to get the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline sizzling with your calls telling us what's on your mind at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I have a pair of free rounds of golf at Bully Pulpit Golf Course today, ladies and gentlemen, on this program for the call of the day. So there's another reason to pick up the phone and call the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. That'd be what, like a $300 value? I forget what it, you know, depends on when you golf, but it's not free to golf at, you know, the Bully Pulpit Golf Course because it's one of the best golf courses on earth. It really is right there at Medora. So 1-800-MEDORA-1 for your tee times, or you can, you know, make your reservations for anything right there. Musical's great this year. A lot of fun things happening. 4th of July, they have a parade tomorrow, actually, which is kind of fun. And two parades. They just have a grand old time at Medora, so check them out. All right, what do we want to talk about today? What's on your mind? Freedom, I hope, is on your mind. Right? We got to think about freedom this weekend, don't we? Can't go into a 4th of July weekend and not think of those whose lives were lost defending our freedom. Remember our vets. Past and present. Remember those who lost their life serving this country. I got to tell you, I'm a little bit concerned. No, that's too soft. That's kind of wussy. I'm a lot concerned. I'm worried I'm in hand-wringing mode over the fact that our freedom is not being properly defended at this time. And I'm wondering, maybe I'm a little too alarmist on this, but I don't think so. Is there anybody anywhere that says, we're crushing this, we got it, we got our arms around it? I'm talking about what happened in Orlando. I'm talking about what happened in Turkey this week. I'm talking about the very obvious, if you're watching, you know, dashboard of the USA blinking warning light of radical Islamic terrorism and what they're plotting and planning. I mean, they are on a mission. They have a plan, and they're executing the plan, and the plan is death, terror, fear, and ultimately a war against our way of life, which is freedom. And my question is, do we recognize that to the degree, as a country collectively, I'm not just putting this all on politicians and Congress and presidents. If I took a stroll through any mall, Kirkwood Mall, go to Square Mall, Columbia Mall, West Acres, take your pick. If I was to walk through the Pinnacle Travel Plaza where I'm at today in Tioga and just randomly ask people, do you think we're effectively fighting, engaging in the war on terror? What would they say? I'm worried about it. Tell me if I'm wrong to be worried about it. That's one of the things on my mind today. At 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your emails. Todd loves your text, 701-226-8503. Did you tell me something in my ear that I was supposed to hear? I'm having a computer problem here, so the fellows are communicating with me in my ear rather than in our chat. Todd, Manny, anybody?
What?
Did you say something to me like a...
No. We don't have any callers. I do have a recorded caller we could play.
You do, huh? I'm
big flavor.
I want to hear it. But before I do that, I'm happy to talk about fireworks and happy things, too. I mean, is there anything better than fireworks?
Well.
Now, don't answer that, Todd.
That's a tough one. That's that guy from the Giants, if there's anything better than fireworks, he's probably going to tell you, yeah.
But let me rephrase this. Is there anything better than fireworks to celebrate the 4th of July?
Right.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
a little better,
integral
better
part of your Independence Day celebration. It's not complete without it.
Yeah. No, and the feeling you get from that fireworks going off is just, you can't replace it. You know what I like best about it? How kids react to it. Looking at, and I remember it as a kid. Great fireworks stories. My dad was psycho. I mean, he was psycho. And he would tell you the same stories every year about when he was a kid and shot off a bottle rocket and one went up his pocket and, the whole thing. He'd laugh about it. He wouldn't tell you, like, be careful, don't have that happen. I mean, it was a great memory for him. And it's something pretty special. There's no doubt about that. But Cheyenne? Gail and Cheyenne. Okay. Hey, Gail, you're first up on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind?
Well, I just want to thank you, Scott, for everything that you're broadcasting lately about freedom, and especially around the 4th of July. It was about a year ago, a little over a year ago, I heard there was going to be a speaker coming to the University of North Dakota area. His name is Usama Dakdak, who you've had on your show since then. And anyway, it was on a TV station, and they said that there was going to be protesters. I mean, it just struck me as being a freedom of speech question, and yet this guy was coming in peace and just telling his story about how he had been a Muslim and now is a Christian, and the Muslims in the community there in Grand Forks apparently got upset and were going to protest and basically I think block people from going to hear this man. And that set up a red flag for me. I thought, I've got to get to Grand Forks. It's a 100-mile drive, but I took a friend of mine, a relative of mine, along, and we went to hear him. There were no protesters. When we got there, there were no protesters. We went a second time. About 6 months later, he was there again. And then 3 months after that, we went all three times, never saw any protesters. But I would say kudos to the Grand Forks Police Department for quelling anything that might have happened, because this was a peaceful talk by this man.
Of course it was. You could agree or disagree with him, but his right to speak is should be plain as you know, it could be in the United States of America, yet there were many that didn't want it to happen. They thought it was hate speech, and it was ridiculous.
Yes.
And by the way, your freedom of speech, your freedom of religion, all of that is one of the reasons I'm sitting here telling you I don't think we're properly defending against it. We're not properly defending against it. It is something we flat out black and white terrorism, war being fought upon us, not being effectively fought. I don't believe. Thanks for the call, Gail. Others welcome on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Do you agree? Let me know.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Anamoose, North Dakota, featuring early and late model equipment, tractors and trucks, and excellent farm, crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, Kidder, Golden Valley, and Mercer counties in North Dakota and Clay County, Minnesota. For detailed information on these equipment and exceptional land auctions and many more land listings, log on to Piper's.com.
I'm Senior James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Generous, generous, Jerry. Keep booming, booming, booming. Keep all line up for miles. Generous, generous, Jerry. Keep blazing, blazing, blazing. They all come to stop through his aisle. Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be a-gazing. Be sure to stop Generous, generous, Jerry's today. Generous, generous, Jerry. A firework visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
Save on the biggest, best, and largest selection. Pick up your coupons at the door. Military gets an extra 10% off. Locations in Williston, Dickinson, Tioga, Devil's Lake, Wapiton, Jamestown, Valley City, 2 in Fargo, and 2 in Grand Forks. Tell them Scott sent you and you're getting a freebie.
Your fireworks will be blazing and you sure will be a-gazing. Be sure to stop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We're live at the Pinnacle Travel Plaza, Tioga. Come on by and say hi. Love to see you. This beautiful Friday kicking off a weekend of celebration of freedom. 800-228-0550. Chat later in the program with Congressman Colin Peterson. He's kind of a big deal in Congress. He's a Democrat, 7th District Congressman from Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. Actually, he's from Baker. But he spent a good part of his career as a CPA in Detroit Lakes, and nice guy. I like Colin Peterson a lot. And a very well-respected member of Congress. Give me an idea, when John Boehner was here last summer and doing his little bus tour, he stopped in Detroit Lakes for a big fundraiser with, you know, a bunch of people, Harold Hamm and all kinds of folks for Congressman Kramer on a Pelican, you know, Pelican Lake. And the night before the fundraiser, he and a few of the folks that were traveling with the speaker called Congressman Peterson up and invite him over to dinner. You know, so I mean, here's a bunch of Republicans, Speaker of the House, and they, you know, call Colin Peterson up. I like that. I like stories like that. You know, where it isn't all, hey, you have a D behind your name, so you're bad, you're evil. You know, come on. Some are, but not all are. You know, the point is, you gotta, you know, be sensible about stuff. Anyway, he's a good guy, and we'll chat with him about some ag issues, some flood issues. He is really ramped up about better using drainage to prevent against flooding. And, you know, there's such a jihad against drainage amongst the federal government for our, you know, ag producers out there, farm and ranch folks. So look forward to chat with him. Any questions for him, certainly welcome. He'll always answer you straight out. He'd never give you a political answer, hardly ever. We're also going to chat with a guy by the name of Nick Hall. He is part of a ministry in North Dakota that is organizing a march on Washington with youngsters. And, I mean, they have, I think it's going to be the largest march ever of youth in Washington, D.C. I forget the numbers, but it's really big. So heard about it from my friend Danita Bai up in Stanley, not far away. And so I said, I want to know more. And so we're going to talk with him about that. In the meantime, let's talk about freedom. Let's talk about whether we're fighting it effectively. Let's talk about fireworks. Generous Jerry's Fireworks is where I'll be tomorrow, actually, for a while. Family tradition. I'm going over to find a Generous Jerry's Fireworks stand, and there's a number of them throughout North Dakota. And always get a great deal, the best deal. Honest as the day is long. He's been doing this for decades. I forget how long he's been in the fireworks business, but he is a great man. He really is. He loves this country, and I love his fireworks stand, so we'll be there. I'll be doing a little broadcasting tomorrow over there and then also picking up fireworks for the family. So hope you join me by stopping by Generous Jerry's. Let's go to Gene in Valley City. We're going to go to Gene first. Another call is waiting on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. We're going to go to Gene first in this segment because not always, but a lot of time when we call, it's not only Gene we get, but it's also some cows. So I'm hoping that he won't disappoint today. Gene, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. You're talking about freedom.
Yes, sir.
Are we defending our freedoms? And you asked the question if we agree. I agree with you. We're not defending our freedoms. Scott, did you get a chance to watch that DVD I dropped off at the station? It would have been about the end of March. Pastor Michael.
I did not. That must be in my weekend viewing list. By the way, I just heard a call, so you're going to win a prize. But I, first of all, thank you for doing what you did and dropping off a DVD. And a lot of people do, and send a book or a note or whatever, and I treasure every one of them. I honestly do. I just don't always get to them as soon as I'd like to, but I'll put that one on the top of the list.
Well, that was another, just like your previous caller. We didn't have any threats of protesters.
No, don't apologize. This is priceless. I do this all day. I do it for the whole 2 hours of the show. Just keep going.
Yeah.
I drove 3 miles back, and she accommodated us. Number seven, you're a good girl.
Yes, she was. Yep. Does she like bacon?
No, she doesn't even like beef.
Wow. Well, we'll give you the bacon.
She likes grass. Scott, we're in the cow, back in the cow pasture. How about the freedom for ranchers? How about the Bureau of Land Confiscation? Not the BLM, the Bureau of Land Confiscation. You know there's a war on the West. You know, know Clive and Bundy? You know, he had 25 neighbors. He was the last one. Okay, every one of those neighbors, 25 neighbors, they said, is a story of lost freedom.
You're not wrong, Gene. You're not wrong. You're not wrong at all. And you know, we got to pick our battles. And obviously, November could solve a lot of that. I think that's one of the reasons that people are so scared of Donald Trump. You see things like Mitt Romney saying he's going to do what he's going to do, the Bush family and others. And I have unending respect for George W. Bush. I have been honored to have met the man, been in the Oval Office with him, and I think his character is unimpeachable. And I don't know how much of it is coming from him or the brother or, you know, people around him. And you don't hear much from the Bushes themselves, but like Brent Scowcroft, their national security advisor, and a few other, you know, real key folks, one of the spokesmen, Sean Duffy. And I think, you know what? I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm not the kind of person who lays awake at night going, okay, what is happening that we are not told about and who's lying to us? I don't. I mean, because some of this stuff you could drive yourself crazy worrying about every bit of it. But people that do things like that lead me to believe things like that are true. People that do, how about this? Are you going to tell me that Bill Clinton gets on a plane with the Attorney General of the United States for 30 minutes? All the FBI agents are instructing everybody, no pictures, nothing else. By happenstance, it gets out because somebody sees it and tips off a reporter. Otherwise, we don't know about it. You tell me there wasn't anything going on there? Give me a break. So, I mean, there is a lot of it there. We got to pick our battles. I'd love to start with this. Give me a country, not just a commander-in-chief, a country committed to facing down the terror that is staring us right now in the eye. And we don't have it. We're whistling past the graveyard. We're whistling past the graveyard. And, you know, I would channel the frustration, Gene, not having a conversation with number seven there, but with your friends and neighbors and coworkers and, you know, their neighbors and everything else, because if we don't do it, I mean, farm by farm, ranch by ranch, house by house, business by business, family by family, we're going to be in deep trouble.
I'm doing that, Scott. I will not be quiet. But Scott, you mentioned Clinton and the Attorney General, and you said you're not a conspiracy theorist. But what do you think they were doing on that plane for a half an hour?
No, I'm telling you, Bill Clinton did that by design. I don't know how much party she was to it, but she was stupid enough to take the meeting. There's no doubt in my mind that was good.
Exactly.
What was going on?
I mean, they were too inspiring.
Hey, Gene, hang on, because we need your address. I'm going to send you some Cloverdale bacon. You can feed it to number seven, or you and your wife can enjoy it, but I appreciate you listening. Thanks a bunch. More of your calls coming up live from the Pinnacle Travel Plaza Tioga after this.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Troy Ogloma of Northwood. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to bump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean-burning, renewable fuel produced from domestic resources like soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits to your diesel engines, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injector pump failure, less equipment downtime, lower maintenance costs, and it can be used year-round in all weather conditions. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 74 cents per bushel. Biodiesel is available at more than 20 locations in North Dakota. To find a supplier near you, log on to ndsoybeans.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
For the top of the hour, back on What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd Mitchell's here, waiting for your text at 701-226-8503. Question, are we adequately defending our freedom at this time, in your mind? Are you confident somebody somewhere says, I got this, we're on it, we get what's going on with radical Islamic terrorism. We get what happened in Orlando. We get what happened in Turkey this week. We get what happened in San Bernardino. Yep, we're on it. Got it. We recognize the threat, and we are focused like a laser beam to take it out. Is that happening? Because we're going to celebrate our freedom this weekend, appropriately so, with fireworks and food and lots of fun. And by the way, somebody said Famous Dave's is, so she said, Todd, Famous Dave's was the place for the barbecue for the weekend.
That's
so
what I'm hearing from Andrew here, yeah.
Let somebody else barbecue, in other words, right? Like cater it in or whatever, yeah.
Exactly.
Famous Dave was on Fox and Friends this morning.
Doing that must be thing. Your own economic stimulus, and that never hurts.
And unlike Kroll's Diner.
You plugging them again for free?
I did. Famous Dave's actually a sponsor of the program in the past, so we like our fine sponsors.
Yeah.
We're not big on free plugs here, folks, because we have to eat. It's, you know, I have kids to put through college. Todd has, you know, wife, beautiful dog, and beautiful, maybe not.
Beautiful daughter, too.
Beautiful daughter.
Yeah. Who just got married, so I had to buy a vehicle.
Yeah. There's Bucks. Yeah, there's all that. Yeah. The dog, not so beautiful. I kind of messed that up. It was a beautiful daughter.
My dogs are beautiful. My cats are beautiful. My wife is beautiful. She's probably going to get mad I left her third in line there.
Anyway, we digress. 800-228-0550 or text Todd, 701-226-8503. We're in Tioga today at the Pinnacle Travel Plaza. Because the big 4th of July celebration is a great way to kick off a lot of fun. Amanda is here. Hey, Amanda.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing fantastic. We got a lot of fun stuff going on this weekend.
You always do. You just put on a good party.
Yes, we did, and it was a huge success. So thank you to everybody who stopped by. It was definitely a lot of fun.
And it's a party this weekend with more sales and fun and everything else, right?
Yes, it is. Right now we have some great deals on some clothing. We have some key non-FR bibs for $4.99. We have FR coveralls for $29.99 and some FR jeans for $23.99, which is an unheard of price. So
yeah, no kidding, you're moving them out. I buy something in the clothing department at Pinnacle Travel Plaza every time I come.
You know, they always get me to get something, too, so I try to stay out of there as much as possible. We have some amazing girls who just work their behinds off in that area. So
we've been talking about food today because it's 4th of July, and I always talk about the comfort food you have here. Great food. It's like home-cooked meals. It's really, really good. Either location, Stanley or Tioga, you're always going to get a great meal. We're in Tioga today, and you have here this green chili grill. That's really the rave, right?
It is excellent. We've had it going for a couple weeks now, and it's just been a huge hit. You know, it's something a little bit different for the area, and it is delicious.
Made to order burritos, the nachos, the whole works.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, really good stuff. Thanks, Amanda. We'll chat with you a little later on.
All right, sounds good.
Amanda has lots of specials she's going to be telling us about today. Get back to the phones here on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Chris in Dickinson, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Todd. As far as America being safer, secure, Brennan, he's got his knees cut off for intelligence gathering overseas. His hands are tied in the U.S. He can't use jihad or Islam, none of that. But I think he's doing everything he can, despite his boss. The main reason I called was Loretta Lynch is supposedly announcing this morning that she's stepping down from the email investigation and turning it over to special prosecutors that have been part of the investigation since the inception of it. So we'll see how that comes about.
Yeah, no, I heard that this morning. I think the New York Times reported it first, and it's going to come out in some official form. Here's what I understood that she said. And just to recap, because I actually wasn't up to speed in this story till late yesterday. I didn't hear Rush yesterday, who I heard did a great job of kind of chronicling the whole thing. Heard about it late, picked up bits and pieces, and then this some more this morning. But as I understand what happened is that the Attorney General was in Arizona. She was coming and flying into Arizona in a private plane. Bill Clinton was down there for a reason nobody knows. It wasn't an official campaign event or anything for Hillary. But he finds out that she's coming in. And delays his departure, arranges himself to be where she is when she lands, and the two of them end up on a plane together. I'm still not clear if it was her plane, a third plane, or whatever, but the point is a plane. The FBI basically cordoned off the whole area, so nobody took any pictures, video, nothing, and made it very clear. Somebody saw it happen from an area near where the planes were being serviced, tipped off the reporter. That's the only reason we know about it. And it was a local reporter that got the tip, but this meeting went on for 30 minutes. She was then asked about it at whatever press conference she was at, and she said, you know, it was a mainly social event, da-da-da-da-da. 30 minutes with the Attorney General of the United States, Chief Law Enforcement Officer of the United States, charged with investigating the First Lady, Hillary Clinton, who's trying to be President of the United States. So just wrap your mind around what I just described there. Unbelievably inappropriate. Given the investigation going on, so today what I hear has happened. Correct me if wrong. If you heard something different, she's saying, "Hey, I won't intervene. Whatever the career prosecutors decide, I'll let it stand." Because normally a career prosecutor would say, "Here, Madam Attorney General or Mr. Attorney General, here's what we believe happened," and she decides, "Do I prosecute? Do I not?" She's saying, "I'll let the underlings of the FBI decide that." But who would believe that to be the case? That she's not intervening? I mean, she may not officially say she's going to decide, or she'll let them. But that smells of high heaven, doesn't it?
It does. And on top of this, Rush announced yesterday, and I never even thought about this, that Clinton was the one that appointed her U.S. attorney to East District of New York. So how is that not a conflict of interest for her as well? But I'll hang up and listen to your answer. Thank you.
No, it is. It's ridiculous. And again, I hope this helps awaken people who are not giving this presidential decision its proper due. And that goes back to, you know, what I was starting to say earlier about some of these people that are Republicans that are got their undies in a bunch over Donald Trump. I mean, get over it. Put your big boy panties on and get over it, unless you want Hillary Clinton president. And that's the kind of stuff that will continue to go on. No, thank you. No, thank you. And I think one of the reasons that, you know, some of the powers that be that are against Donald Trump, he's beholden to no one. Nobody's got his hooks in him, you know? I have a friend who's real big on the Illuminati and kind of the, you know, what's going on in the, I just don't spend a lot of time and energy trying to discern what's right and what's not. But his argument was the Illuminati, the power brokers to be worldwide, one world government, control currency, everything else, that Trump's not in the club. They don't like him. So they're plotting right now. How do they take them down? You know, and if in fact any of that's accurate, which I have no idea if it is, and everything else, but it explains a lot of the disdain, if it's true, towards Trump. And I think just in general it's true. The guy doesn't have to take anybody's money. And really has broken every rule of politics. And if you are in the business of engineering wins and losses in political races, that scares the daylights out of you because you lose all control with a guy like that. And maybe a few of those folks want Hillary to win for that reason. Might not agree with them ideologically. Might not be on the same page as far as what they believe. But by golly, it keeps the power structure in place. That's scary. Chad Fargo, tell me what's on your mind. You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Hey, you know, I was glad to see on CNN, or not CNN, but on Fox, Ted Cruz is on there, and he was talking to Jay Johnson, and it's just amazing how arrogant the Democrats and the administration also is about the fact that, you know, he was talking to him, and he was just, you know, he took the reins, and people should have seen that. That the bottom line is that Ted Cruz really would have been nice to see if him and Donald Trump would have got together, because I think those two could have did really good in Washington together. Do you think there's still any chance that those two could possibly mend their fences and go the same way?
I'd love to see it happen. I put more of it on Ted Cruz than I do Donald Trump, because, I mean, look, when you lose, when you just run the race and lose, you need to eat a little humble pie. And
sure.
The idea that, you know, somehow, you know, Trump this, Trump that, Rubio same way. It's like, come on. I'd love to see a Ted Cruz, Donald Trump alliance. I absolutely wouldn't. I'd like to see Ted Cruz on the Supreme Court. That's where I like him. But whatever role, I think Donald Trump needs a vice president that's going to help Donald Trump win.
Are you shocked that they basically sat there, this administration basically pretty much goes to Congress, and when they sit in front of them, they're so arrogant. They really are.
Here, I have, Todd, do we have that clip of Cruz on the, this is one of the things where, on my question of are we adequately defending freedom, most worry me. Because if we can't get people to call this what it is, the answer is obviously no. We are not adequately defending freedom. And Ted Cruz, cross-examining a fellow from the Obama administration on that very point, proves it. Listen to this, Chad.
This committee's oversight subcommittee conducted a hearing on the systematic scrubbing of law enforcement and intelligence materials. Your department was invited to attend, and the Department of Homeland Security refused to attend the hearing. At that hearing, we heard testimony that described a systematic effort. If one compares, for example, the 9/11 Commission report, the word jihad appears in that report 126 times. The word Muslim appears in that report 145 times. The word Islam appears in that report 322 times. And yet, since that 9/11 Commission report, different policies have come into effect. And as a matter of systematic policy, those terms are no longer allowed to be used in this administration. The FBI counterterrorism lexicon uses the word jihad zero times. The National Intelligence Strategy of 2009 uses the word jihad zero times. The Strategic Implementation Plan to Prevent Violent Extremism of 2011 uses the word zero times. The National Intelligence Strategy in 2014 uses the word zero times. We also heard testimony from a former employee of the Department of Homeland Security, Phil Haney, that in October 2009, more than 800 Customs and Border Patrol documents were ordered modified, scrubbed, or deleted to remove references to jihad or the Muslim Brotherhood or other similar references.
You can't make it up.
Haney's testimony.
You cannot make it up. You cannot make it up. I mean, and he goes on to, you know, press the, how'd you like to be on the other end of that question? Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. Chad, I hope it happens. Call again. Thanks. Jim and Perm, coming up next. Don't go away.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance.
This week's Safety Minute features NDSC Executive Director Chuck Claremont discussing the consequences of your unsafe decisions behind the wheel.
What I keep telling people is it's not just about you. It's not just about you on the road. You're texting. It's about what can happen to everybody else out there. You know, and what happens if something happens to you in terms of, you know, an injury or a fatality? What happens to your family? And that's the part I think we talk so much about this, that life's, it's about making safe choices. And what are the repercussions if you don't make these safe choices? And when I talk to anybody, that's really what I try to drive home is don't just think about you, you know? Quit being selfish. Think about your family. Think about the rest of the people that are out there.
Take steps today to improve the safety of yourself, your coworkers, and your family. Go to NDSC.org for free safety tips and downloadable resources. That's NDSC.org.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Do you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Five premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
By our friends at the North Dakota Oil Can Program. They are getting ready for some Bakken Rocks Cookfest. I can hardly wait. It's July. So now, this is literally days away. 19th in Mandaree, 21st in Stanley, the middle day, the 20th, a fabulous fish and derby. Few spots left. The Bakken Rocks North Dakota Oil Can Fishing Derby. They raise a lot of money for great habitat causes all throughout North Dakota. It's a fun day on the water. Get to one of those events, Mandaree or Stanley. You'll love it. It's great barbecue, great music, great community fun, lots of industry leaders. Talk to the experts about Bakken Ford, where things are going. Year, 5, 10, 20 years down the road, and enjoy a great time. So look forward to seeing you. And get to that derby, too. That's good fun. It's one of my favorite events of summer. Clear the deck for it. Love to see you there. A lot of free food and free prizes and lots of fun. We're at the Pinnacle Travel Plaza in Tioga today, celebrating the 4th of July weekend with a big sale this weekend. Amanda's here. And Amanda, tell me about some of the good specials you cooked up, some really, really good deals.
We absolutely do. You know, apart from our amazing clothing specials we have some great hardware deals going on right now. We have a Black & Decker 20-volt lithium-ion drill driver combo for $89.99, but today through the 4th only, it will be $69.99. We also have a Rangemaster barbed wire for $49.99. and a 5-gallon wet dry shop vac for $39.99.
I bought one of those babies already.
They are handy to have.
They are, yeah. And you just can't have enough of them.
No, you can't.
Yeah. Bring them to the lake, bring them wherever.
Anywhere
place like
you
that.
Go.
Yeah, exactly right. stop by for a great meal today. If you've not been here, just take a little tool off of Highway 2, just a little bit north on 40. You'll find the Pinnacle Travel Plaza in Tioga. And the Green Chili Grill is as nice as any Green Chili Grill you'll find. Made-to-order burritos, nachos, the works. Right here in Tioga, right?
Absolutely. They are delicious. And apart from that, you know, with that Green Chili Grill comes some gourmet hamburgers that we cook up fresh for you. So people tend to overlook that, but I tell you what, they are amazing.
Made to order.
Made to order.
Yeah, they're great. Thanks, Amanda.
Thank you.
Great 4th of July fun here. And they do have some great deals. They really do. It's worth a trip in. And of course, beer, wine, and spirits here as well. They have the clothing department. They got a lot going on at the Pinnacle Travel Plaza. It's sort of like Walmart meets your favorite hardware store, meets the supermarket. You know, all in one right here. They do it well. All right, who's up next here on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline? We're going to go to Perham, Minnesota. Jim, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Scott. Hey, Scott, need some help trying to figure this out. Would it be fair to say that Loretta Lynch is going to keep her hands off or stay out of this investigation into Hillary Clinton altogether now?
Well, again, that's sort of what she's saying, that the career people at the Justice Department would handle it, and the normal process would be, you know, okay, here's what we believe should happen. Attorney General makes the final decision. She's saying whatever they decide, she'll let them decide. But how do you know that? I mean, how do we know there aren't more Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch-like meetings going on with her and the career prosecutors?
Well, who is the FBI, James Comey, who does he report to? I mean, who is his...
Her. I mean, the FBI is under the Justice Department. She's number one. Now, the FBI director, if he smelled something, he could resign in a nanosecond and send a pretty strong message. And I think James Comey, everything I hear about him, Drew Wrigley knows him well as a former fellow U.S. attorney. I've heard good things about him, but, I don't think he's an Obama guy. But, he's not the Attorney General.
Well, Comey reports to the Justice Department. The Justice Department is Loretta Lynch, and Loretta Lynch is going to stay out of it. So where is this thing going to go? Is Loretta Lynch doing her job then? I mean, isn't that her job to, who's going to decide whether or not to prosecute, and how is she going to stay out of it? How is she not involved?
It's impossible. It's impossible. So that's why I'm saying it's a bit of a sham. I think the only real independent way to do it would be to appoint an independent prosecutor. And by the way, we wouldn't get an answer on the outcome until after the election. I don't like that option either. Of course, nobody knows the timing of this. My silver lining in all this, more people know about it and they get how these people operate. And I hope it costs Hillary some votes. Right. I mean, we need every advantage we can get between now and November to keep that woman out of the Oval Office and what she do to this country. I'm sitting here in the middle of energy country. If no other issue concerns you, go look at what this woman has said about fracking, which, by the way, is the jobs juggernaut. I mean, that's what's created all these jobs. I mean, but for fracking, the economy of the United States would have been in recession a lot longer than it was. And there's not one proven incidence of, you know, contamination in drinking water. It's just a bunch of environmental extremists that are flat out crazy, and she buys into it. So just that one issue and how that would impact North Dakota is a reason not to vote for this woman. And there's 100 more.
Scott, people forget affordable energy is what made the United States of America the great country that it is. Affordable energy. Talk to people in other countries that don't have affordable energy. One last thing. Do I feel safer today? You've got government officials. You've got cabinet officials, current cabinet officials. They're all saying it's going to happen again. No, I don't feel safer today than I did 7 years ago.
Me either. I also don't think we're adequately defending freedom. You're exactly right. Well said, Jim. Appreciate the call. Call again quickly before the break. John and Minot, give me your best 30 seconds.
Yeah, Loretta Lynch said she wasn't going to make the decision, but she wasn't going to recuse herself either.
Yeah, so what does that tell you?
It tells me she's still going to be involved.
You nailed it, John, and did it in about 20 seconds on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Way to go. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I'm going to talk to you about your bathroom, the bathtub, the shower. You know how it is, right? Close your eyes and picture it how you'd like it to be. Well, guess what? It can be. I'd love for you to call a telephone number. I'll give you in a minute for a free in-home estimate where you can digitally see how a new tub, a new shower would look in your home with a Bath Planet Design Studio. It is free. It's an estimate in your home to find out what you can do. And by the way, they transform bathrooms in as little as a day. 19 colors to choose from, 8 different wall patterns to choose from, offering freedom from day-to-day living such as back pain, muscle pain, diabetes, circulatory diseases, and more. And the freedom to bathe in your own home without assistance with a walk-in tub as well. That's right. Go to this website, bathplanet.com/North Dakota, bathplanet.com/North Dakota, or call 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289. Use my name, Scott, and get a $500 gift certificate free with your purchase from Bath Planet of North Dakota.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call the IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs, or vena cava, internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys is ready to fight for you at no charge. You pay no fees unless your case is settled. But hurry, time is limited to make a claim, so call now for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, call IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. 800-870-7899. That's 800-870-7899.